Well, in the 1950s and 60s, neighborhoods of color in the United States were often destroyed to make way for new development. And typically, people would be paid little to nothing for the property they lost. But now in Athens, Georgia, former residents of a neighborhood erased by so-called urban renewal have won compensation of a sort. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship has more.
On a weekday afternoon, students flow down Baxter Street in Athens from high-rise dormitories at the University of Georgia campus.
She was like, yeah, Laurel, they're cute.
That's where I meet Hattie Thomas Whitehead. When she was young, she lived here too.
When I was a little girl, this was a dirt. It was not paved.
That was the 1950s, when this was a neighborhood called Linentown. Hattie was born and raised here.
Fourth generation. It was seven children, seven of us and my mom and dad. Lived in a shotgun house on this side of the street.
Hattie points toward Creswell Hall, one of three 10-story dormitories where today college students live. But when she was young, this was home to brick masons, janitors, nurses.
All working people, but hardworking people for meager wages, $8 to $10 a week.
It was also a majority black neighborhood. That was until the early 60s. Around the same time the University of Georgia lost a court battle to remain segregated, the city of Athens and the school decided they wanted Linentown for those high-rise dorms. So they labeled Linentown a, quote, slum. And the city used eminent domain to acquire houses in this neighborhood where Hattie says more than half the families were homeowners. When residents were paid for their loss, records suggest they only got about a third of market value. And to send a message to those still living in the neighborhood that it was time to move, Hattie says the empty homes would often be demolished by bulldozers in the dead of night.
Or they had the Athens Clark County Fire Department to burn them down, of people that we knew, of homes that we knew.
All of which was terrifying. Hattie's father saved for years before building their house.
My family never become homeowners again.
Geneva Johnson was also a Linentown resident. Today she lives in a home that was actually trucked from the old neighborhood to what is today Athens Clark County Commission member Mariah Parker's district. When Johnson told Parker her story a few years ago, Parker says she heard a woman still very much in trauma.
You could hear it in Miss Johnson's voice, the way her voice would shake when she would talk about this thing that happened, you know, 50, 60 years ago, but it was so, so impactful for her family.
Since that conversation, former Linentown residents have worked with the County Commission's Justice and Memory Project, which is aimed at undoing some of the damage of the urban renewal period. And from that came a proposed resolution, acknowledging not only the economic damage done to Linentown, but putting a name to the tactics used to force residents out. The names? Terrorism and white supremacy, which posed a problem for Commissioner Russell Edwards.
If we pass this document, we will be alleging that the university system of Georgia, the University of Georgia, has committed an act of white supremacist terrorism.
And that, Edwards feared, would hold up progress. So he wanted to soften the language, hammer out a compromise with UGA just to make something good happen. Meanwhile, Commissioner Mariah Parker says the school seemed most interested in avoiding any blame at all.
They have refuted the claim that Linentown was a black community and refuted the any claims of wrongdoing to us in an email, I think, shortly after discussions began publicly.
But Linentown residents wouldn't budge on the resolution's language. They wanted the fear and trauma they lived through to be recognized. And as Russell Edwards reflected on the stories he'd heard from Hattie Thomas Whitehead and others.
Being up at night in her bed and hearing the destruction of houses adjacent to hers. You know, coming home from school one day, seeing that the fire department was burning down one of the houses. You know, thinking back to the numbers and the amount of money that was paid to the residents for them to move.
Edwards ultimately found the Linentown history indefensible.
This was a terrorist act.
Neither the University of Georgia nor the Board of Regents have yet to comment publicly on the Linentown resolution, but it unanimously passed the Athens-Clark County Commission. And as a result, terrorism and white supremacy in Linentown became a matter of public record. A state law won't allow Linentown residents or their descendants to receive real cash reparations.
Economic development, telecommunications.
So instead, they'll pursue something called participatory budgeting. A yet-to-be-determined chunk of county funds will be spent where and how the residents deem best. Addie Thomas Whitehead has some ideas.
One was affordable housing. Affordable housing in Athens.
And so that no one will forget what happened to the old neighborhood, Linnentown will have a historic marker placed near those high-rise University of Georgia dormitories. The school's Board of Regents hasn't said if they'll allow the marker on their property, but the county has enough right-of-way on surrounding streets that the university may not have a say in where it goes. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship in Athens, Georgia.